Series. I'm your host, Matt Higgs, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And this is the Xavier Leggett Rookie Profile. It's been a roller coaster, I gotta tell you. As somebody, you know, who was watching Xavier Leggett back in, you know, late September, early October, just shredding, just absolutely shredding, and just, you know, throwing him up the rankings. And then you watch the film, there's so much to like. Then he goes to the Senior Bowl. He measures in lower than, you know, shorter than expected, you know, kind of shows some suspect hands, and he goes to the, you know, combines, so it's been this roller coaster ride. So I'm glad we're finally here. I'm glad we can finally dig into Xavier Leggett and just kind of put a value point, an understanding as to where Xavier Leggett is right now and where we think he might go here over the next 2 months as we prepare for our rookie drafts. And we're excited to have you here with us as we prepare for our rookie drafts. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like the video, drop us a comment. It really helps get those eyeballs on it. And subscribe, because you know that good content is coming your way. And I'm going to give my weekly shout out to our Spotify listeners. I know you're out there on Apple Podcasts as well, but folks on Apple Podcasts, you're free riding here. We're not getting the reviews, all right? The 5 stars aren't coming in on Apple. Maybe we sound, is the audio quality better on Spotify, John? I'm not sure, but the 5 stars are rolling in on Spotify. So we appreciate you, especially our Spotify listeners. But let's go, John. Let's get into Xavier Leggett here out of the real USC, University of South Carolina.
Matt, I don't think the roller coaster is over. I still think we have some more hills and mountains to climb on this young man as a prospect. In the summer last year, no one was talking about Xavier Leggett. I loved Antoine Wells. Obviously, yeah. Spencer Rattler was an interesting quarterback prospect. He wasn't even drafted. I remember doing waiver wire gemstones. He was literally on like 2% of fantasy rosters after the first week of the college football season. And then from there, Matt, he just took off. He took advantage of it, and he really blossomed. He had 71 passes for 1,255 yards and 9 touchdowns. There will be people in Dynasty say he's a late breakout. They're not going to touch him. Matt, that does provide a bubble of value for those of us who have watched his tape and are trying to look at him holistically, including the model and the film, because he is pretty impressive this last year. He earned second team All-SEC, third team All-American. And Matt, this is one of the more impressive numbers of the year. He is big at 223 pounds. On the field, he was at 22.3 miles per hour. We need these numbers on every player, because that is football speed, right? And that is more important. Oh, yeah. I will also say, at the combine, he did post a 4.39 in the 40-yard dash. When you look at size and speed, that's pretty impressive. There's going to be an NFL team, Matt. You can't coach size. You can't coach speed. But you can coach technique and route running. There's going to be a team that falls in love with him. But we got to dig deeper. What took him so long, and who is he? So he comes to South Carolina, and he basically participated on special teams early in his career, right? Over his career, he had 29 kickoff returns for 767 yards and a touchdown. So immediately he will provide a franchise with special teams equity. Some team is going to like that. He was a 4-star recruit, and as he graduated in 2019, so he is old. But you look deeper, Matt. He played quarterback in high school. His last year, he rushed for 1,826 yards, scored 19 touchdowns, passed for 887 yards and completed 14 touchdowns. He also played basketball and baseball as a high schooler. What we have here, Matt, is an uber athlete who took some time to learn the position, and there's no question in my mind that a team is going to fall in love with the size-speed combo. But we have both watched the film. What does your film breakdown say about Xavier Leggett?
Xavier Leggett, I gotta tell you, when you watch the film, man, this is one of these guys where you jump out of your seat. And I don't say that lightly because I don't know, John, watching, I mean, I put out 70 prospects a year to 80 prospects a year. We've been doing this long enough. You know, we've seen a lot of guys. So it's hard to get, you know, jump out of your seat excited. But Xavier Leggett, man, his film will get you there because he is a boundary monster. So let's start there. You put him along the sideline here. You mentioned that football speed, running in a straight line. He's got great acceleration. And then his vertical athleticism is unreal. He will go up and get that ball. Huge catch radius. He's got a great wingspan for his size. And he'll snag anything. I mean, you know, his ball tracking ability, it's fantastic. He's got good hands, and he's comfortable working in traffic as well. So if you get into the contested catch type guys, Xavier Leggett's absolutely going to be exciting for you. And he was exciting for me, John, when I thought he was 6'3". He comes in, you know, just under 6'2". The contested catch ability, it's not as valuable anymore, right? Because you're not going to be able to have that same domination point at that size with NFL defensive backs. But it's still exciting, and it still serves as the foundation of his tape profile. You know, I want to mention here, we talked about that vertical ability. We talked about his ability to accelerate. I think he's got good short area quickness as well. And he pairs all of that, John, with good body control. And that's, you know, it may sound body control, you know, okay, he can, you know, keep himself together. It's important. You know, when you have a guy like that who's going up to get the ball, he feels the boundary well. He knows where his body is, how to keep his feet in bounds. And he also understands how to not juke himself out, how to, you know, trip himself up. And it's something with some of these other wide receiver prospects who are super fast. They will do that. Xavier Leggett, he's playing under control at all times. NFL coaches are going to appreciate that. In terms of his route running, I call it a big man tree, okay? He's got a big man tree. In the NFL, they're going to want him to run go routes. They're going to want him to run comeback routes, okay? You know, he could do a little bit, you know, outside of that. But if I had to identify his two best routes, it's that go route, that curl route. You see what I'm saying, John? You got to put him on the boundary, okay? We're putting him on the boundary in the NFL, which could take him off some draft boards, right? Because they could already have their boundary guy. You know, they don't want to coach him up on those routes. So maybe that affects his draft capital a little bit. But I got to tell you, when he does work in the short field, you can see some sharp footwork. You know, there's the one play, it's stuck in my brain. It was all over Twitter. You know, he cut that slant. He ran for 70 yards. You know, he's just sprinting past defensive backs in the SEC. You know, so he has the ability to cut a slant and get a 70-yard touchdown on it, create that separation off the release, get downfield with that acceleration. There's that upside with Xavier Leggett. And I got to tell you, for everything we put into that, he's got some shake. You know, he can be elusive after the catch. There's some yak upside here for Xavier Leggett. So, you know, as we work through the tape profile in particular, you understand why Xavier Leggett got so much excitement from the start. John, just like you understand the excitement behind all the patrons who are joining us over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have personalized roster advice through the Discord, through one-on-one Zoom, you know, draft consultation calls. We have the rookie guide coming out this upcoming week, over 100 pages of personalized rookie advice coming out our way. That'll get updated post NFL draft, the Sunday after the NFL draft, so you can stay ahead of your league mates, along with, of course, our rookie rankings, which are exactly, you know, aligned equivalent to our Dynasty and Debbie rankings, over 600 players total, to make sure you are always playing ahead of your league mates. You can save 15% off now with an annual membership over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. All right, John, this is the interesting part for me. I want to hear, you know, you put Xavier Leggett into that model. What's it spitting out?
My model likes him, and I have to admit, I'm pleasantly surprised. You have to understand, everyone, it is late breakout, but that provides those of us who are looking at the model holistically that I'm going to jump at the opportunity if the value is staring me in the face. Some incredible numbers. Matt, look at that catch percentage, 73%. That's really, really impressive for a big man on an outside boundary receiver. Yeah. But Matt, in the SEC, remember, it's the best conference. He's playing against top defensive backs on a regular basis. He played against future NFL defenders. Matt, everyone knew they had to stop Xavier Leggett. By about the third or fourth game, it became pretty clear that he was the only guy you needed to stop on the Gamecocks. And Matt, he still had a 38% team dominator. That is, I cannot ignore that type of number. This isn't the Mountain West. This isn't the Sun Belt. This is the Southeastern Conference. That's impressive. And you know, Matt, I'm falling in love with this. Receiving yards per team pass attempt. My benchmark is 2.5. He had a 3.05. Like, whatever happened, I get it. He's a late breakout. But you got to dig deeper. The model likes him. Coaches are going to like the size and the speed. I love him in the second round, early third round of Dynasty drafts. Because if I'm going to bank on a wide receiver, Matt, and I'm going to miss, I'm okay missing on an SEC receiver who's big and fast. If I whiff, I whiff. That's okay. But, man, there are so much my model likes. And then 14.8 yards per reception, plus he can help you on special teams. Matt, he's going to get drafted earlier than people think. What should fantasy footballers know?
All right, let's put it all together here. Talk about Xavier Leggett's fantasy football projection. Starting as we do with NFL Draft Capital. Day two late for me, 51 to 102. We're going to see a lot of wide receivers going in this run, and I think Xavier Leggett is going to find himself there as well. The ADP projection with Xavier Leggett is tough, you know, because I think there are going to be some folks in your leagues that love Xavier Leggett. They're willing to take him as early as, you know, 202, 203. You know, if you had a full league full of Xavier Leggett haters, he might fall to the mid-third round. But I think, you know, let's meet somewhere in the middle here. We'll say 205 to 208 for his Superflex rookie ADP. And at that level, John, I'm going to get a healthy exposure to him, right? So when I say healthy exposure, for me, that's 11 to 25%. I'm not going to prioritize him, but I'm not going to pass him up every single time because you mentioned it here. I want some Xavier Leggett. I don't want to be the guy that whiffs on Xavier Leggett. You know, he goes on to hit in the NFL. He's going to hit in a big way, and it's going to feel bad, man, because I got so excited about his tape. So I can't just let him, you know, fully pass by the wayside here, but I'm not going to overexpose myself to him. When there's a risk profile, you know, we get in a little bit. We don't push ourselves too far in. We don't leave ourselves vulnerable, but we also don't miss out on the parade totally here. In terms of his fantasy football value comparison, I went with Jahan Dotson, and I love Jahan Dotson. We talked about his profile coming out, but I bring up Jahan Dotson in particular, right? Again, this is a value comparison, not a style comparison, not even close in terms of style. But with Jahan Dotson, right, big rookie season, he smashed. It had to do with a high touchdown percent. Sophomore year, different quarterback, different offense, didn't smash. We're going into year three. We're going to have a different quarterback, a different offense. Jahan Dotson could smash this year, or he could see a sharp drop-off. And if he doesn't produce, he's going to be left behind for fantasy purposes. And I think Xavier Leggett's in a very similar spot, right? So I could see them going in a similar range in a startup dynasty draft. You know, put these two guys next to each other. You could go either way. I think I take Xavier Leggett because I already have a ton of Jahan Dotson, but you certainly could justify either one. So in terms of where these guys are going to go in a similar spot, I think that's a really good comparison to make, John. It's really good, but it is not as good as all of the rankings available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have a ton of resources, including the rankings, including the Discord, including the rookie guide, including the personalized roster advice. So much good stuff going on there. I got to tell you, now is the time. We've heard from so many folks. I've been watching the videos for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, finally decided to get in on the Patreon. And folks, the videos, they're just scratching the surface. There is so much more out there. All right. So head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Save 15%. Get in on it. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.